A fresh batch of congressional subpoenas is out for organizers of Stop the Steal. It's part of a House committee investigation into the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Meanwhile, the deadline has come and gone for several allies of former President Donald Trump to respond to an earlier round of subpoenas. Trump has pressured his former advisor Steve Bannon and former chief of staff Mark Meadows, among others, to stay quiet by claiming executive privilege. Our next guest is on the January 6th committee, Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California. Congresswoman, welcome to Here and Now.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thanks. So first of all, your committee has already received thousands of pages of documents from your investigation. What do you want to learn with this new round of subpoenas for the organizers of the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th?
Well, we want to follow every angle to this. Obviously, there were public statements made by some of the individuals we've subpoenaed. Some of them were on the applications for the permit. We want to find out who they worked with, what they knew, who paid for this, what their intentions were, and connect all the dots so that we can understand what led up to the insurrection on January 6th, and furthermore, know what steps we can take so something like this never happens again.
There's also the issue of the president's former advisors at the time. According to the New York Times, Steve Bannon's lawyer has responded to your committee and said that because the president is planning to evoke executive privilege, he's going to turn down your request for documents and for testimony. What's your response to that? What's the next move?
Well, we will avail ourselves of every tool that is available to the Congress to compel compliance with this subpoena. The assertion of executive privilege as to Mr. Bannon, we think, is pretty weak. Number one, Mr. Trump is not the president. He's a former president, and the existing president is the person who has the executive privilege to the extent it exists. Secondarily, Mr. Bannon was not employed by President Trump at the time in question. He was a citizen. There is no executive privilege for the president and random people in America. It doesn't exist. So we will be pursuing this, and I expect that we will get the information that we need one way or the other.
Are you willing to consider criminal contempt charges?
Absolutely. The steps available to us, of course, are civil litigation, referral to the Department of Justice for criminal contempt, as well as steps that the Congress can take directly. So all of those are on the table. We're working closely with the House counsel to strategize which remedy is best for which subpoena.
What is the first question, assuming you get these individuals to testify, what's the first question you ask someone like Mark Meadows?
Well, I'm sure that you would understand that I would not want to telegraph to Mark, who I serve with in the House, what the questions will be. But he was obviously involved in the various steps that the president was taking to try and overturn the election. We have copies of the emails that he sent to the Department of Justice, but we also have reason to believe from other statements made to the committee that he had extensive involvement in trying to overturn this legitimate election. So we'll want to know more about that.
Presidents from both parties have tried over the years successfully, frankly, to invoke executive privilege. You've made the point, rightly, that Donald Trump is no longer president, so it wouldn't apply here. But otherwise, other than that, why wouldn't it apply to someone like Mark Meadows, who was very close inside the Oval with the president?
Well, executive privilege is nowhere to be found in the Constitution. If you read it, it's a court-established doctrine to protect privacy between a president and his advisors, but it is not immutable and, in fact, has often been overcome when the interests of the public override it. And so we believe nothing really is more important going on in Congress right now than protecting our Democratic Republic, which there are some signs that the president intended to overturn. This is very serious business. And we believe the public interest will obviously be well served if we have access to all the information we need to get the full story about this very serious plot that was afoot.
And just briefly, because I have less than a minute, the Biden administration, the president himself, would need to be on board to basically give a waiver to executive privilege here. Have you spoken with President Biden? Do you think he'd consider
it? I have not personally spoken with him, but the White House has issued a statement that they do not intend to stonewall the committee. Obviously, they can't. They have to make a case-by-case decision. That's proper, but clearly they do not intend to stonewall the committee or be engaged in the cover-up, and I appreciate that very much.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat from California, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.